Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to lighten it up a little bit today. We talk pretty heavy every day, and we talk about the doom and gloom, and we talk about this and that, and then we always end up coming home, bringing America home. Well, there's nothing more home than the guest that I'm going to have on next. And you will know her as Mary Ellen off of the Waltons. But Judy Norton is a very talented and busy woman. And they asked me if I would interview her today. And I thought, well, yeah, for sure, because she's kind of like family. Judy, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you so much.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Now, I don't know if your agent told you or not, but visiting with me is like sitting around that Walton table with a cup of coffee or a cup of cocoa, and we're just going to talk, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. I never missed the Waltons, and I know we won't stay on that topic, but I never missed the Waltons. I just absolutely loved that show.
Well, thank you.
And the characters, you know, I raised five sons, Judy. And
wow.
When I was raising them, I thought of something that the mother, the Olivia said as your mother, was, you kids are going through so many stages, I can't keep up with you. And I think about that. And CSE Talk Radio is all about home and all about family. And you and I have some interests in common. You love music. I love music. You're a professional singer. I'm a wannabe singer. And we just, you know, we had so many things when I was looking at your bio that we have in common. And I just welcome you today. And I'm going to open up the phone lines later after we chat a little bit. I want to hear what's going on in your life right now. You're into several different projects, some that were kind of new to me, and I'm, you know, the series that you're doing, The Disorganized Zone, I've not heard of that. What's going on with that?
Well, it has yet to actually make its debut, so that's probably why, you know,
I haven't heard it or watched it.
Yeah. Disorganized Zone is a little pet project of mine. A very good personal friend of mine, Cindy Seidler, is the creator of the show, and she is a professional organizer. And so she, from all of her years of interacting with people in the ways in which their homes or their lives were kind of disorganized, and she would, you know, go in and help them bring order to their lives, she had this kind of humorous concept to create a show around a professional organizer, but there's a little touch of magic to it as well. There's times where you're not quite sure if she has a touch of magic to her. So there's a little bit of the Disorganized Zone is a bit of a spoof of the Twilight Zone, but about the world of organizing.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, so and it's designed to be a little web series, and I was looking for just a little project. I also write and direct and do a little bit of producing, and so there were just some, I wanted a little pet project to sort of you know, just hone some of my skills, check out some new things, you know, just experiment a bit, and rather than, you know, because I've been in the business for 40-plus years, I thought, well, you know, do I want to go back to, you know, more of a traditional school to learn some more things, or do I just want to take a lot of what I've learned over the years and go out and do an actual project rather than, you know, go to school? And I thought, well, let me do the School of Life. You know, that's kind of how a lot of
we
what
call
I've
that.
Done.
Yeah, we call that the School of Hard Knocks. You learn everything the hard way.
That was kind of it. So I talked with Cindy and I said, hey, you know, rather than, I also, you know, I mean, I've created a number of shows and things, whether for theater or for film or television. And I thought, you know, rather than coming up with something myself, I already knew about Cindy's project, and I went, look, you know, you've got this concept already. Why don't we do a few episodes and just do it real simply, called in a lot of favors, and just, you know, shot it in my house and her house and friends' houses, and, you know. And so we did a number of little segments. So now we've just been finishing up some of the edits, and we still need to do the sound, and a composer friend's going to, you know, do the sound and the music. And so it's, and then, you know, sometime in the next, you know, 2 or 3 months, it'll be done, and we'll start putting it up on the internet, you know, on YouTube or something, you know.
Okay, well, you need to let me know when that happens. Carmen will probably let me know, but just let me know.
Yeah, and I usually, you know, I post all those things on my, you know, on my fan page on Facebook and on my website, and, you know, to let people know where they can find these little things. So it's just a fun little thing. It's not, you know, not ready for prime time, so to speak. But, you know, it's just meant to be kind of cute, and I actually play the professional organizer in the show. I figured if I was going to call in favors from friends, I'd, you know, I'd also take the opportunity to act with them.
Oh, absolutely. You got to do that. That's, that's half the fun of it. Well, I thought you were going to say when you were doing the organizing that there was going to be just a little chaos in the background of the organizer, because sometimes that happens as well.
Well, yeah, there is a point where her nephew, you know, shows up on her doorstep and basically, you know, camps out in her living room for, you know, several weeks and makes her crazy because he keeps leaving mess all over the place and she can't quite deal with that. So you get to see her be a little like, you know.
Out of her box.
Exactly.
Well, that's kind of fun. I think, you know, when my family comes home, Judy, chaos doesn't even begin to describe it. I have, like I said, I had the 5 sons, and they're all married, and they all have children now. So I have 12. I have 12 grandchildren, and they'll be coming home next weekend. Right after Christmas, we'll have Christmas together as a family.
And
it's wonderful. I mean, you talk about the Waltons. I'm living that. I'm just not in the hills. Well, I'm in the hills of Missouri, it's great. It's just great. But chaos. There's, you know, I was laughing. I was telling my brothers the other day, I always have this Norman Rockwell picture in my mind of what it's going to be like when the family comes home. And I said, it's just chaos. But it's a Norman Rockwell chaos.
Yeah.
So organized or disorganized. I try to be organized. You got to be if you have that many in the house. But
yeah, I can't even imagine.
Somebody asked me who cooks, and I go, well, I do. But the kids help. Their wives are good cooks, and they love to help. So it's all good.
That's good.
Well, you know, as we got you booked up, I had just recently interviewed John Goodwin, who is with the Galaxy Press, and they put out the book series, Golden Age Stories, and you're a part of that. I wanted to hear what you have going with that.
Yeah. Well, the Golden Age Stories, the Golden Age Theater, it's a live production it's not just in Hollywood, but I've you know, predominantly been involved with it here in Hollywood. What they do is they take the pulp fiction stories. Those are the stories that were written in the 1930s and 40s that were sort of, you know, the magazines and the magazines of the time that published all these great short stories. And there were all these terrific writers that wrote for all these magazines and these, like, adventures and westerns and all these different genres. Well, one of the most prolific writers of that time of the pulps was L. Ron Hubbard, and he wrote in all these different genres under different, I don't know how many different even you know, pseudonyms, and so he has all these classic stories.
Let's hang on to those classic stories. We're going into a break. We always have those commercials that get in the way. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Judy Norton. She's from the Waltons. That's how you'll best remember her. But she's still a very busy and thriving actress as she sings and does theater and does stage and still does TV. You give us a call if you have a question at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and Judy and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Judy Norton. You'll remember her best from The Waltons, but like I said, she continues to be a busy actress, and she does theater, and she does a little bit of everything. She writes, she directs, she sings. Do you dance too, Judy?
A little. I wouldn't put it at the top of my resume.
I was going to say, you sing and you dance for your supper, do you?
If I have to.
You know, we do what we have to do sometimes. Well, we were talking about the short stories, the Golden Age stories in the theater, and you were talking about some of the era that they came from. Now, like I said, I interviewed John Goodwin, and we were talking about that, and he sent me one of the books, and one of the CDs, and it's like old theater. It's like the old radio theater, and it was just, I really just love it. I've told everyone they really need to put it in everybody's stocking come Christmas, but I don't know how many orders he got from that, but I just really think that they're a great gift.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these stories just, they're timeless, you know. I mean, we're talking about the Waltons, and, you know, I mean, it's, there's certain things that are just, they're classic, and they hold up and against the test of time. And these stories of L. Ron Hubbard, just, they do. And, you know, now, however many years, 80 years later, you know, 75, whatever we are, it's just, they're just timeless. And so what they do here in Hollywood and some of the other places with the Golden Age Theater is they take these short stories of L. Ron Hubbard, be they Western or science fiction or fantasy or adventure, deep sea, and they get a group of actors, like you said, like the old radio days, and they do sort of like live books on tape, and they create all the different characters, and they have sound effects, and you know, a few little minor lighting things, and you know, the character people dress sort of in costume, but they just stand at the microphones for the most part and create the story and allow the audience to just sort of like listening to the radio, like in the Waltons days when we sat around the radio. And it's just great fun. It's a great evening. They do it almost every Saturday night at the Golden Age Theater here in Hollywood. And, you know, you might recognize some of the actors if you go and you attend a live show. You know, I do shows, Marty Cove, David Carradine used to do shows, Bruce Boxleitner, Nancy Cartwright from The Simpsons. I mean, so there's, you know, all these actors in Hollywood who love this genre and this opportunity to tell these stories. And so if you're in Hollywood, you know, you come on out, go to the GoldenAgeTheater.com or GoldenAgeStories.com to just find out a bit more about what we're doing. And like you said, they make great stocking stuffers. So,
oh, absolutely,
you know.
And they're not terribly expensive. I mean, they're just so well done. It was just really, you know, it's using your imagination. It seems like we've kind of gotten away from that in our entertainment world these days. You know, you go to the movies now, and I enjoy it. I enjoy doing that. But, you know, all of the special effects and all of the costumes, which are great, fantastic, great. But there's something different about sitting around the radio and just listening to it and imagining and envisioning everything yourself.
Yes.
And it's just,
it's
just a different, I mean,
the mind.
Oh, absolutely. It just, you can open it up and it just goes every which direction. But it's just using your imagination, it seems to be something we've gotten away from. Simplicity is something we've gotten away from. And I think, you know, that has a lot to do when we talk about being organized. America is so busy these days. We're running every which direction, you know, and we just don't seem to take time for the simple things in life.
Yeah. It's like, why are you doing all the other things? You know?
What was it I saw the other day? Somebody said, and what would happen if that didn't get done? You know, what's going to happen if that didn't get done? And, you know, when you stop and think about it, you know, we put an awful lot of stress on ourselves for nothing. So.
Yeah, you know, there really are just a handful of things that are really important. And you know, it's especially, I think, this time of year, it's a good time to sort of, we're even busier, but to remember that, you know, the value of this time of year is really the people, your friends, your family, and the spirit of what that means. You know, why do we celebrate the holidays? And, you know, beyond, you know, the commercial aspect, get back to the simplicity of you know, what
is
what
really
it means
important.
To, yeah.
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 You know, Judy, I'll share something with you. And my listeners have heard this story before, but today marks the anniversary of a time in my life when I was forced to go back to the simple things. My family and I lost our home in a fire, and it'll be 30 years ago today.
Wow.
I was expecting my youngest child then. I was 8 months along. The other four were little, and I wasn't home when it happened. My husband wasn't home when it happened, and all of a sudden, things were different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden, everything you had was gone. And all that Christmas shopping, all that hurry and scurry, it was gone. And the thing that you needed the most was right there, and that was your family. And it was right there, your family, my church family, my neighbors, my community that I lived in. We lived on a farm back then. And, that's what was important. And, you know, it was scary times. We had some really rough times there. But to go back to what is simple, go back to what is truly important, and talk about using your imagination. We used it a lot back then. And, you know, it's we look back on it and we get tearful when there are a lot of sad, but there was a lot of happy after that as well, because things had just changed. And then you saw the love and the care and concern that neighbors had for you and your friends and your loved ones. You know, I remember my brother. I have three of them, but I remember one, the oldest brother, he's always a prankster. He's always joking. And I was sitting at mom's, it had just happened. And, my kids were there. They got off the school bus there. It all happened during school time. And, I happened to be Christmas shopping and had a prenatal checkup. And so I had my 4-year-old with me. And anyway, we ended up at my parents, and my brother walks in and he says something to me, and I go, well, not real good. He asked me how I'm doing or something, and he was being funny about it. I said, not real good. He goes, oh, what happened? I said, well, my house burned down today, brother. He goes, oh. And he had $30 in his wallet, and he opened it up and he emptied it, gave it to me. You know, and those are the things that I remember. He gave everything he had that day. And, I mean, he wasn't a rich man either. And he gave everything he had in his wallet to me that day. And, you know, you go back to the simple things. You know, you can go back to, I think, didn't the Waltons have a series where they, I mean, have a story there where they did lose their home in the fire?
Yeah.
And, you know, I relived that when that happened. And,
yeah.
You know, it was, it's astronomical. But, you know, those are just things. And as long as your family's safe, you're good. And that is the simplicity of life.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think about that sometimes when I look at all the things that I accumulate in my life, you know, and you open cupboards and you got boxes of things you're storing, and it's like, when was the last time I looked in this box? And, you know, a couple times, you know, when I've moved and, you know, had to go through things, and you know, and it's like one of my philosophies sort of came to be like, if there were a fire, heaven forbid, you know, what would I miss? What would I really feel like I lost, you know? And it's sort of like there's certain things I go, would I miss this if I, you know, if it disappeared, you know,
right.
If it was stolen, if it was burned? It's like, yeah, I might give thought to it, but it's like, would I really miss it? Would I ever, you know? It's like, no. It's like, okay, well, then why am I keeping it, you know? And I get this weird sensation that, like, my son's going to want it. And I'm like, I lost my mom last year.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. And when I went through her apartment, you know, my brother, sister, and I, we went up and we were going through it, and it's sort of like, you know, we had a moment all together of different memories. It's like, oh, remember this, remember that. But beyond that, it was like, we kind of went, okay, everybody take, you know, just, you know, let's all look around and take what we each want, and then, you know, we'll donate the rest. You know, she didn't have a lot of things, but, you know, we kind of looked around, and it wasn't like there were things we wanted.
Mm.
You know, and some photo albums and stuff. But, you know, I kind of went, she kept all this stuff for years and years and years, and we don't particularly, it's not our lives, it's her life. And it's like, we remember her, but we don't need her things.
Right.
You know, so I kind of went, why am I saving all these things that I think my son is going to want? He's not going to want them. You know, he has his own life he's building. He's going to create his own memories,
that's
you know?
That's right. So, well, you know, the one thing that it taught me, Judy, my mother was a hoarder, and I'm kind of like that. I'm trying really hard to get out of that habit because I'm thinking ahead now 20 years when my children are going through my things. But one thing that people are infamous for is saving something for good. And I learned after that fire, there's nothing better than today. So I don't save anything for good. I use it all. And if it can't be used, it needs to be gone. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Judy Norton. We're just kind of going down memory lane right now, but we're talking about home and simplicity and just some things that to bring America home. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, lost for 100 years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Judy Norton. We've been kind of trailing down. That was kind of my fault, Judy. I hope you didn't mind trailing down a memory lane that today is usually sparks a lot of memories for me because I remember that day so vividly when that happened. And most of my children do not. The three oldest ones do remember it. The four-year-old at that time didn't. And, of course, the one I was expecting, he doesn't remember anything. But I remember that time so vividly in it. And I have written articles about just about what we were discussing. You know, we get all caught up in this Christmas chaos and in the hustle and the bustle and the running here and running there. And I'm not currently, but I have been in the past during the same season, you know, directing Christmas cantatas and music and all that. And you just get so wrapped up and you don't know how you're going to get everything done. And we kind of forget the real reason for the season sometimes.
Yeah. Definitely.
So we have to kind of stop every now and then and pay attention to what's really happening.
Yeah.
So, Anyway, and so you have been quite busy since the Waltons. I don't know if you mind being related back to that, because that's where I remember you the most from. But when I had John Goodwin on and he was talking on, now we really, when he was on, we talked mostly about the cowboy books that he had and not the other ones. I thought maybe you could help us learn about some of the other books there.
One of the most recent stories that I participated in is there's a new group out called the Hell Job series that L. Ron Hubbard wrote, and it was all about these like professions that were, you know, incredibly dangerous, be it deep sea diving or being a log jammer or so just some of the more treacherous jobs. And so his stories, so many of them are based upon, and this Hell Job series was based upon people he knew, people he'd come across or met or heard them tell their stories. And that's what I think brings an element of that you can relate to in his stories, is because he traveled so much when he was young and he believed in going out and experiencing life. And so he would take these stories and write from his experience and take dramatic license with them and expand upon them and make them, you know, fascinating and add elements. They weren't biographies, but they made people think about adventures in life. And so the Hell Job series, I did one that was about, someone in a logging camp and what he went through, changing from being a sort of pampered, spoiled young man to, someone who could really stand up and take care of himself and lead and be responsible, as opposed to, just kind of being a dilettante in life. So there's messages in these stories as well, and they all have sort of a positive turn to them. They all have, hopeful endings, and I think that's again in any era, that we look for that, things that inspire us and give us hope and hopefully help us to lead a better life.
I think that's America. I think, at least for me, Judy, I won't read a story if it's got a bad ending. I don't like a movie if it has an unhappy ending. I want to end on a positive note. I want to see, and I think America looks at the underdogs, and they really enjoy rallying and cheering on the underdog. And we like that element. We like to see those heroes or those jobs that take an element. I was thinking that those might have been the original Dirty Jobs, only it was more like Dangerous Jobs. We like to see that element of danger, and see those heroes as they take on, and especially if it's somebody that's come from another type of lifestyle and they throw themselves into this dangerous occupation or something that's totally different. And well, I think America just loves to see that. I think that's why we like the cowboy so much. We just love the underdog and the ethics of that, what you learn, from, and that was, going back to some of the things you've done in the Waltons, it was always the trauma was there, the chaos was there, but there was always a good moral lesson and a happy ending.
Yeah, and people pulling together and helping each other through it. And in society today, with so much, there's so many advantages to having all the technology we have today. It definitely, in many ways, it connects us more, but it separates us more too, because instead of getting together with people, or even speaking in person or even speaking on the telephone, we text and we email and, I'm just as guilty. But, where with L. Ron Hubbard, where he got out and experienced life and then wrote about that, so many people, we get so isolated in our own, in our own little universe, because we don't have to go out to interact with people. I haven't even been out to go shopping. I've, done most of my shopping so far online, and one of the things that I actually do enjoy about the holidays is getting out and being,
seeing
amongst
the lights,
people and seeing the way everything's decorated up. And, that's one of the things, I'm going to finish up the next couple of days and get out and, amongst the people, because that to me is part of the Christmas spirit. It's like, I don't mind the lines. I don't mind. It's like, it's not so much about that. It's about
being out there.
Interacting.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and watching.
People aren't getting out and living life as much now. They're sitting in front of their computer and they're, you know, myself included, and, you know, in front of the TV or at the movies and not going out and exploring life.
Right. And
you
I think
you miss. You learn. We talked about the school of hard knocks. Well, you know, that's like welcome to life.
But I enjoy watching the interactions of others, you know, watching the other shoppers and the families and the kids as they're taking the little ones up to Santa. I did that with my kids, taking them up to see Santa and that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, really, we have a caller. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. I'll dwell on the Waltons for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, that was such a real show, and it dealt with so many real issues that were common to rural life back in, you know, the 1930s setting. I think most of the people that were really into that show, unfortunately, have been lost to attrition. But, you know, to give you an example, my dad was born in 1919 in rural Georgia, and the show was such a parallel, and, you know, dwelling or going back to the show, I still remember the episode where your TV mom had come down with polio, and just how much of a force that had on him, because it was so close to what he had dealt with in real life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these were pulled from real stories in a lot of cases, and, you know, Earl Hamner's family.
Had any money, they were just barely getting by. They were worried about how they were going to pay for their next bill. And it was just so real for so many people.
Well, and it was in the time of the Depression, and we see America heading back into that same situation financially these days with so many people out of work. You know, the Waltons was just something I know I related to, and I didn't live back in that day. I'm not quite that old. But I, you know, the big families and the coming together and all that, you know, that just it just really warms your heart. And the going through, you know, Judy, if Steve listens every day, when I close the show every day, I talk about bringing America home, and I'm talking about the time like what the Waltons was in when a family had a problem, any individual in the family had a problem, they all came together, whether the problem was self-inflicted or a trauma or something that they went through, the whole family came together to support one another and to figure it out. And that's the way I look at America right now. We're all sitting around this table today, and we're just talking and chatting and drinking coffee and figuring it all out. Steve, thank you for your call. We're going into another break. Judy, your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Zanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Banker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Judy Norton, and we've been talking about simply. We've been kind of all over the place here. We've been talking about simplicity. I kind of got us off track, but actually, Judy does so many different things. And by the way, you have a beautiful voice. I listen to you on
YouTube.
Thank you. And you just have a beautiful voice. And I wished you sung on the Waltons. I don't remember a series where you sang on it, but maybe you did.
I didn't really. But I started studying while I was on the Waltons. I always wanted to sing. My mom sang professionally when I was growing up and introduced me to, you know, a lot of the great music of, you know, that she grew up with from the 40s and, you know, 40s and 50s and Broadway musicals and stuff. And so I really wanted to, you know, I fell in love with that music, wanted to be able to sing it, found out that I couldn't carry a tune, unfortunately. I was a little challenged in that way. And I was so devastated when I discovered I couldn't carry a tune that I went, oh, and I started studying. Not because I thought I was going to do it professionally. For my own enjoyment, I wanted to be able to sing. Yeah.
It's one of those things you wanted to do.
So, yeah, when I was about 16, I started studying. So, and it wasn't until right after the Waltons, because I thought, oh, you know, I'm just doing this for me. No one's ever going to hire me to do this. And right after the Waltons, I went and auditioned for my first musical with Pittsburgh Civic Light Opera.
Oh.
And I got it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I was so thrilled. And then I, you know, and I went, like, it was literally like, wow, someone would actually pay me to do this. It's like I got my theater equity card, you know.
And you're thinking, oh, my gosh, what have I got myself into?
I know. And then I went, wow. And then I really got inspired because I said, if someone's actually going to pay me to do this. And as soon as I finished that show, I was back taking classes because I'd studied for, you know, a few years and then I'd stop because I went, okay, I'm just doing it for me. And then I got right back into class and studying and all that because then I went, I could actually, like, do this. So that was after the Waltons. So, you know, we sang as a group on the series. But, of course, John Walmsley, who played Jason, was the musician in the family.
Yes,
so
he was.
It didn't really make sense for Mary Ellen to sing. And, you know, I was kind of glad to have kept it something that was a little separate from that because the music that I do is not, wouldn't have made sense for her to sing.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't have burst out in the jazz.
Yeah.
We have another caller. We have another fan of yours, Regine from Missouri. Regine, how are you today?
It's Virgie.
Oh, Virgie, I'm sorry. Real... That's my fault.
That's okay. It gets pronounced a lot of different ways. I'm fine. It's cold out there today.
Yes, it is. It's chilly.
I called up home in northern Minnesota, and they said the snow is just coming down now.
Well, we don't want to talk about that. Snow. They're predicting that later this week for us. What's on your mind?
I know.
What's on your mind today?
I was just, when you said the Waltons, the thing that came to mind was when we were kids after prayers, getting ready for bed, of course, we'd go through that whole good night, Mom, good night, Dad. No, everybody was like they used to say, good night, John Boy.
Right.
And I can remember that from the show, too.
Yes.
So that was a good memory.
And I lived that, too, Mary Ellen. I lived that, too, Judy. We did that at my house as well. So thank you.
And we had five kids and Mom and Dad. So by the time we only had the one-story house, so and the three bedrooms. But I think in the end, as we got older, we kept saying, good night, boys. Good night, girls. It's kind of shortened it down. But every once in a while, we go through everybody.
Yes, indeed. All right. Virgine, thank you so much for your call. We're getting close to out of time here. We just got a couple of minutes left.
Okay. Well, sure, got it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Virgine. You know, Judy, we look back at that time, and I think we all can relate to it in some respect, you know. The fact that the everyone lived together, they were with the grandparents and everything there on the Waltons, and when I was talking to John Goodwin about his CD and about his little book series with the Galaxy Press with the Golden Age stories and theater, you know, it kind of takes you back to that day. And I know that you're beyond the Waltons. You're doing other things bigger and greater and pursuing other things in your life now. But that time right there, it is such a special time in the life of America. Not the Waltons, but what it represents. I mean, the Waltons itself was a story. But it brought everyone together as they sat around the TV rather than the radio, as we watched you sit around the radio. And we relived an era that our parents went through. And it's just, you know, a time in our lives. And like I said, you know, we're going through a lot of economic issues right now in this world. And Americans are suffering in so many ways. And it's just that simplicity. If we could all just get back to the simple things in life, as you and I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you said you have a son.
I do.
You do? And do you have one son, or do you have a son and a daughter? Were you blessed with...
I have a son, and I have two stepchildren, a son and a daughter. So
the house gets full.
Yeah, none of... only my son is still at home, although he's about to... he's in the process of getting ready to move away to go to school.
Oh,
so that's kind
different.
Of... I'm,
gives you mixed emotions.
Yeah,
it gives you mixed emotions. We've got another caller. I'll go to them real quick. I had a weekend in my life several years ago where I had my second son get married and my fourth son leave for the Army on the same weekend. I was a roller coaster mess as a mother. We have Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
Oh, thank you, Beth Ann, and thank your young lady for her interview.
Yeah, you want to call her Mary Ellen, but she's Judy Norton.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Miss Norton. I have two questions. I have the complete season one of The Waltons, but I cannot find any subsequent seasons. Do you know where I can find them?
I believe possibly Walmart, possibly. I know I ordered them myself because I didn't have them, and through, like, online, I believe through Amazon.
Okay. That sounds good. All right.
Okay. So, yeah, if you just, yeah, check that out, because they'll send them right to you. It's at least that's what I did.
Okay.
Okay, and my second question is the narrator for the Waltons. I believe he came from my original neck of the woods in Pennsylvania. I detect a slight
that is actually, the narrator is Earl Hamner, and he is the real life John Boy. He wrote the Waltons.
He wrote the Waltons, didn't he?
About his own family, and he is originally from Virginia.
We are out of time, folks. Judy, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. I want to give that website to it. It's simply goldenagestories.com. That's goldenagestories.com. Thank you, Judy. You have a merry, merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. You too.
We need to come together, the Waltons and all of us, to bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CFC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.